Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It is Tuesday. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. I have a sore throat today. Don't worry if I sound a little raspy. I actually feel pretty great, but I just sound ridiculous. But luckily, we have somebody with a golden voice today. Our friend, Miss D, Delana Dixon, is joining us. Hey, Miss D, are you there?
I am, and I do have that golden voice. How are you this morning?
Great.
You it's allergies.
I think it is, Miss D. I haven't taken my allergy pills yet, but I'm all stuffed up. But after, don't worry, 20 minutes or so, my nose will pop open. My mouth is always open, but my nose will pop open, and I will breathe much better. But that's not going to stop us from getting to all the gossip today. We have a lot. Hey, my friends, what time is it? It is... Tea time.
Sound
great, Miss D. So a sad story to begin the show. The Wire actor Michael K. Williams has been found dead in his New York City apartment. So Michael K. Williams was found dead of a suspected heroin overdose in his Brooklyn penthouse, according to the New York Post. He was just 54 years old. He was discovered face down, unconscious, in the dining room of his luxury Williamsburg pad with what appeared to be heroin on the kitchen table. Sources are telling the Post that he was meant to meet his nephews on Friday, but he didn't show up. They knew something was up, and then on Saturday they went to the apartment. The cops were called about 2 p.m., and the reports are that a man was found there unresponsive and feeling cold. Just a tragedy. It doesn't seem to be any foul play here. No forced entry. The apartment was in order. Just heartbreaking, Miss D.
I know. This was such sad news to hear about yesterday. And it just goes to show you, celebrities, you know, they deal with real life issues just like us. He isn't the only person who passed away because of a drug overdose. There were three celebrities who died from drug overdoses this past weekend in Hollywood. Yeah. One model who actually survived, but you never know what a person is going through. He was so talented, as we saw him on The Wire and other shows, and this is just a tragic loss.
Yeah, I loved him on Boardwalk Empire. I thought he was just great on that. And his signature scar that he got in a bar fight years and years ago became, he actually said, sort of like a focal point, and it helped him get these roles playing tough guys. However, one of his nephews said that he was the opposite in real life. He wasn't a tough guy at all. I met him a few times, Miss D. I interviewed him a couple of times. He was a gentleman, a really, really bright spirit, happy, kind to everybody. I've been looking on social media and the outpouring of grief has been sort of enormous. Also, too, a lot of extras and people that worked on Boardwalk Empire and other shows are coming forward to say, as extras, you often get ignored by the big stars on the show. Not Michael. He knew their names. He was kind to them. Just a beautiful, beautiful soul. Hey, Miss D, let's move on. What's going on with Chrissy Teigen?
Well, this is a much, much lighter note. So Chrissy Teigen is celebrating 50 days of sobriety. Ooh. And she actually is opening up about the situation. So she marked the very special moment by posting a video of herself on Instagram. She was trying to get a workout in, but her children, Luna and Miles, were crawling all over her. And she said, of course, this is a milestone today. She confessed that it should have been nearly a year, but she had a few hiccups with wine over in the road. So she wrote, "This is my longest streak yet. I still don't know if I'll never drink again, but I do know it no longer serves me in any way. I don't get to have more fun. I don't dance. I don't relax. I just get sick and I fall asleep and I probably actually miss the best parts of the party." Rob, we've had conversations about this. You know, we go to Bottino's, we have a couple of drinks, but it's sometimes difficult to wake up and to deal with the next day, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely changed for me over the pandemic. I was going out 4 or 5 nights a week and drinking way too much every single night. Now I've cut it down to maybe 1 or 2 nights a week and trying to drink less, but it's something I struggle with, Delana. I love going out and I love laughing and joking and having fun. But also, too, now I'm at the age where I wake up with a roaring hangover and I actually feel sick and I do nothing for at least a day. It wipes me out now. And so I'm really going through this, too. And when she said it doesn't serve me anymore, I really sat up and listened to that. I don't know if alcohol serves me the way it used to. I'm changing, I think, as you grow up. This is part of life, and it's something we should all lean into and think about. I'm not telling anybody what to do, but for me personally, I'm starting to try, at least, on those nights I go out. I don't want to stop those nights. I really enjoy them, and it's sort of essential for my job, what we do for a living. If you want to get gossip and news, you've got to go out, you've got to meet people, and I'm good at it. Part of the reason I'm a good columnist is I'm a lot of fun out at a night, and people like me, and
you
they trust
are.
Me, and they tell me things. But I don't want to stagger home and pass out anymore. I don't want to wake up and not remember the night. So I understand what Chrissy is saying. You've always been very disciplined, Misty, about alcohol.
I have. You know, it's so important. I love to work out, and it's very hard to work out after you've had a night of imbibing. But I'm in the same boat as you. I think as you get older, the body, it's just harder to take that alcohol and just get it through your system quickly. And so it's just something you have to weigh. And there are other ways to have fun in life, but we will never give up our nights at Botino's. Yeah. We just have to drink more water as we go.
Solid advice. That's what I like. I like real tips that really you can do, not sort of these feel better type of tips. In the Forward Answer, my new book, we try to give really solid tips, not just feel good about yourself. Great, how do I do that? That's what I love about you and the book, Misty. We give a real good tip. So now when we go out to Bottino's, I always get a glass of water, which I didn't used to do. And for every drink, I have to drink 2 glasses of water. I have to dilute almost the alcohol. Now, it means I run to the bathroom a lot, but it means I can also wake up in the morning and not feel terrible about myself. Moving along, Monica Lewinsky is saying the apologies to Britney Spears are long overdue. So Monica feels for Britney Spears, who was kicked into sort of high fame the same decade that she was. Monica goes on to say she's really glad for the documentary framing Britney Spears, because it made us really think about Britney in a different way. And she's thrilled that her exes like Justin Timberlake and comedian Sarah Silverman have apologized for the jokes and the jabs they made years ago. I know Monica a little bit. Goodness knows she's had a lot of jokes and jabs thrown at her over the years, and we might have actually got her wrong like we got Britney Spears wrong too. Monica said the following to InStyle, quote, "I think it's long overdue and wonderful to see it happening for different women in different arenas and different scenarios." She went on to say that she made a mistake. Monica made a mistake. Britney didn't. And she said there are other young women who this happens to. And it's an enormous amount of collateral damage. I think she's right.
Well, first of all, I think we have to talk about why Monica Lewinsky is back in the news right now, because she's actually a producer of the new American Crime series, which is the impeachment. It's all talking about this situation when Monica and Bill Clinton had an affair back in the 90s. And it's so interesting that she's sharing this story. It's so weird that it's now entertainment, because it was such a big deal. And it's being told from the woman's perspective. And this is one of the reasons why she didn't mind being a part of telling this story, though she did admit that she wasn't on set when she had to watch scenes, was actually acting her out. It would have just been too much to relive. But we, you know, back then, I remember a lot of people were like, oh, she's in the wrong. We just have to remember this was a young girl who made a mistake.
Yeah.
And she's had to live with this for the past 20, 30 years of her life.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she's able to claim it back and finally tell the story from her perspective.
Me too. I've seen the first 2 episodes. They sent out press screeners for the first 2 episodes. It is phenomenal. I promised that I wouldn't say anything about it, and I'm probably going to get in trouble just for saying that. But it is so good. And Beanie Feldstein, who plays Monica Lewinsky, is going to get a Golden Globe or some award. She's so good. And it humanizes Monica. You forget, this was a young girl. It was an intern, an unpaid internship with the most powerful man in the world. And can you imagine, you know how excited it is. Think back to when you were 19, 20, 21, and you walked into your first job as an intern. It's so overwhelming. You feel like such an adult. Nobody at my job paid any attention to me above the receptionist. And so, like, but even so, it didn't matter. I felt such a grown-up. Can you imagine if the boss of your company, the company you interned for, paid you attention, was attracted to you? It's just a mind-blowing story, which actually brings us to our poll question of the day. Monica Lewinsky says all the apologies to Britney Spears are long overdue. Do you agree, yes or no? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Now, people that listen to this show on a regular basis will notice the poll move today. We normally do a poll after our first, our lead, our opening item. However, I didn't feel it was appropriate to do a poll about Michael K. Williams, Miss D. It's a tragedy what's happened there. So we moved the poll a little later on in the show. I hope it didn't put anybody out today. What's going on with Cardi B?
Ooh, and get some water, Mr. Shooter.
You can hear it, can't you? You can hear it. I'll sip some of my tea.
Yes. Well, this is such great news. Congratulations to Cardi B and Offset because they have welcomed the birth of their second child. So the rapper shared the news in a super sweet Instagram post that showed her and Offset holding the newborn with a caption made up of a series of blue emojis. So we're going to believe that it's a baby boy. They haven't actually announced the sex of the baby yet. So Cardi B first announced her pregnancy back in June, 2021 at the BET Awards. Yes. And of course, this little baby's got a big sister named Culture, who I'm sure is very excited to be a big sis. So congratulations to the family. It's always exciting when a new baby is born.
Congratulations. And quickly before we go to break, Kaylee Cuoco has signed an ironclad prenup. So Kaylee and her husband Carl are getting divorced after just 3 years of marriage. And yes, I know you want to know, there is a prenup. And yes, it is pretty much ironclad. So sources told Us Weekly that she has a, quote, ironclad prenup in place. Mm-hmm. And it will protect all her assets and all his too. He's very rich as well. I didn't realize that. So details of the prenup are still under wrap, but Us Weekly are reporting that both of them have been ordered to share details about their income and expenses as well as their assets. They've got 60 days to file those. She's estimated to be worth about $100 million, mostly thanks to her work on The Big Bang Theory. In the end, she was getting $1 million per episode. Wow.
Dang.
However, he does pretty well too. So Carl is matching her in net worth. He's worth about $100 million too. So you know what? No one's going to lose here. There's so much money. You take yours, I'll take mine, $100 million. I think we both can live happily ever after on that. Talking about happily ever after, we're going to be back and we're going to be happier than ever after this quick break. Hey, welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. I've got a terrible sore throat today. Don't feel bad for me. I feel great. Mister, you can see me on the Zoom. I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I feel good. I just sound like Harvey Firestein. I sound like Mrs. Doubtfire, Mister. It's terrible.
You do.
It's terrible. Hey, let's carry on with the show. I can croak it out. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da.
Da-da-da.
Thank you, Mister. So yesterday, we talked about Prince Harry and Meghan. Their favourability rating has dropped to a record low. Do you think they care? Let's have a look at the results. Oh, 62% said no. They don't care. I should point out this favourability rating, this new poll, is just in the UK. So people in the UK have turned against Meghan and Harry. They pretty much had turned against her really early on, but now they've turned against Harry too. Do they care? 62% said no. I don't know about this, Misty. I think you always care a little bit. You can pretend to brush stuff off, and you can learn to not care so much that you're paralysed, but I think you always do notice. What do you think?
Yeah, it never feels good when you hear that a person doesn't like you. I don't think they're so much concerned about what people outside of the family thinks, but I think they are concerned on how it's perceived by the royal family. What do you call them? The firm? Because they are actually trying to set up a meeting with the queen, allegedly, because they want to introduce her to her great-granddaughter. And so, you know, if people are saying things, we don't like Meghan here in the country of England, the Queen has to take that into consideration. Ooh. Though I don't think anything is going to stop her from seeing her.
Oh, she'll see the little baby. But that's such an interesting point you make. I don't mind as much about what strangers say about me, but the one that really hurts me is Bruce. If I disappoint Bruce, my husband, or my mom and dad, if people that I know, if they say bad things, then I really take stock. But I'm pretty good at brushing off what people say in general, but we've all got that one or two people in our lives. With you, it's your mom. Oh my goodness, Miss D. If your mom looks at you the wrong way, you can melt. Melt! I know.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, our nicest of the day is Victoria Beckham because she has given us the gift of life. It's actually a picture of her husband David Beckham's bare butt. Just a sliver, but it's out there for the world to see. So now in the snap, David, who is 46 years old, he's floating on his stomach in a swimming pool. His backside is up and his swim trunks are pulled down just enough for us to see a little bit of his cheeks. You know what I mean. So Victoria captioned the photo, "You're welcome." She also made sure to give herself photo credit. Nobody else is taking a picture of her man's booty.
She pointed that out. That's so interesting. She actually pointed that out. She took the picture. No one else. I took that picture.
Yes. And of course, people are freaking out. They're so excited. One writer on the Instagram wrote, "This is the most incredible act of generosity I have ever witnessed." Okay, I'm not sure about that, but it certainly is a wonderful way to start your day. So I know that's how I started my day today.
Bless. The pictures on naughtygossip.com. Our nicest of the day, and now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Harvey Weinstein is denying Angelina Jolie's accusations against him. So let me point out, convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein says he never assaulted Angelina Jolie after claims in a new interview that she escaped an encounter from the disgraced movie mogul. Via an assistant, he put out a statement saying, quote, "There was never an assault and never an attempt to assault." He calls it bizarrely untrue. He said that it's clickbait publicity. And he also goes on to say this weird thing that Angelina's so attractive. Everybody in the world has shown interest in her. Does this mean the world is assault? I'm going to stop. Harvey, I don't even want to repeat. Ugh, shut up.
Gross.
You're in jail. Shut up.
Oh, I mean, he's been denying things for decades, so why would we believe him in this situation? You've got the right idea. You're in jail serving your time. Keep your mouth shut. Do the right thing. And that's all you can do.
Well said, Misty. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
I want one.
You've got one. I wish I could say you get a voice today. I'm going to manage. If this is the last thing of the show, don't worry, I'm going to finish the show. Sponsored by the Foreword Answer, my book. It's out in just 2 weeks, Misty. I've actually got a copy of it. My publisher sent me a final copy. It's sitting on my coffee table and now it feels real, Misty. It didn't feel real when it's on your computer in a Word document. It never felt real. Now it feels real. I'm so proud of it. I read a couple of chapters last night and it's really good. I'm really, really proud of it. So please pick up a copy.
Absolutely.
If you can. The most foolish thing I ever did was spend too much time believing that being really smart was a personality trait. Sort of like a magic quality that you were either lucky enough to have or you were not. You were sort of born with it or you weren't. That's a lie. Being smart is about one thing. It's about being willing to get off your bottom and try. That's all smart is. It's not about education. It's not about life. It's not about DNA. It's about trying. Be smart enough to try.
Well, of course, I listened to your show yesterday. Very nicely done.
Thank you, darling.
And you were talking about all these celebrities that you worked with. You know, they were young. You know, maybe they had a little bit of talent, but they sat down at the piano to play or they learned the dance steps. You have to put in the work for the work to pay off. And not only do you have to put in the work, which is half the battle, then you have to go out there and say, "Hey, here's my work.
Yeah.
Are you interested in it?" You can't be afraid to show the things you've done. So it's not about smarts. It is about being smart enough to know to do the work and then get it out there for the world to see.
Here, here. Pick up a copy of the Forward Answer. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D show, which is a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Hey, Miss D, yesterday we made it into the top 10 of entertainment podcasts. So thank you for that, everybody. Please leave us a review. We're reading the reviews. Oh, we got one a couple of days ago, Miss D, saying we needed to be a little better prepared. Donnie mispronounced a name on the show. One of Kourtney Kardashian's exes. We're definitely going to take note of that. And when Donnie's on tomorrow, I'm going to bring it up because that's the sort of boy I am, in a nice way, a naughty but nice way. Remember, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.